name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. One of the many symptoms of the illness of our souls in our fallen human nature, and maybe this is fundamental to everything else, is that we have this terrible tendency to forget God. Our memory of Him and of the works that He does in His saints easily is overshadowed by the cares of this world. And so the church, in her wisdom, gives us aids, and there are many of them. But one major aid that we are given is that of sacred imagery, including icons. It's not limited to icons. The building itself is sacred imagery. The church, the temple, the vestments of the clergy, of the altar boys. All of these things speak to us. They remind us, because we have this amnesia, don't you know? We tend to forget things that are holy. Today we celebrate the fathers of the 367 fathers of the Seventh Ecumenical Council. That council in 787, that is seen as the defining moment in terms of whether or not iconography and the divine images and sacred imagery is acceptable in the spiritual life of the church. And the answer to that, of course, was a resounding yes. Today's gospel reminds us, it's that very familiar passage about the different types of soil that people can have in their heart. When we look at icons of the saints, we are reminded that they had good soil in their hearts. They bore fruit because of that, that is lasting. It is a lasting memory to us. When we venerate their icons, we are remembering what God did in their lives, and it gives us hope that He can and will do similar things in our life. One of the raging controversies during the iconoclastic battle, of course, was whether or not sacred imagery, particularly with iconography, amounted to idolatry. St. John of Damascus was one of the heroes of that battle. And we know that the church has never seen iconography as idol worship. But a salient question, nevertheless, that we must consider, how do we use images without allowing them to become idols? And this is one of the things that St. John of Damascus addresses in his seminal work on the divine images. According to St. John, we bow down for various reasons. Sometimes we bow down to express honor for things or persons, and sometimes we bow down in worship of God. Those are two different things. The veneration, the bowing down, is one thing. Why we do it is quite another. When we bow down to the icon of our Lord Jesus Christ, we do so in worship. There's that adoration that is limited to God alone. But when we venerate the saints and their images, which are preserved in the icons, we are reminded once again of the virtue in their life, of the victory of their life. And when we hear in the Synaxarion, the reading of the Synaxarion during Orthros, some of the experiences that some of these saints went through, you just think, how in the world could they have possibly endured that? How could they possibly have finished the course to which they were called? And yet, by the grace and mercy of God, they not only finished it, they finished it in a victorious way. In my psychology days, one of the things that I learned about learning is that the most potent form of learning is modeling. Seeing somebody else do something tends to stick with you better than just reading about some theory about doing it. This is why we say in the Orthodox Church that we are icons to one another, or we should be. We should be, and we're called to be, icons of one another, because when we evidence the fruit of a soft heart in our lives, the fruit that emerges out of that kind of a heart with faith in our Lord Jesus Christ speaks not only to us, but also to those around us, of God's work in us. So this issue of imagery, if we stop there, that could be a problem. But we must understand that the theology of the incarnation, which we will be moving towards celebrating not too far down the road here, is at the very root of understanding sacred imagery in the church. God became man. He took on that which was material. And it was good, and it is good. And his righteousness was made manifest in his life. And we are called to no less, you and I. Idolatry is to worship things created, not simply to honor them. And this is the heart of John's defense of the making and veneration of icons. He defends the very materiality of icons and accuses his opponents of despising matter. Matter in and of itself is not evil, was not, is not, and will not be evil. Our Lord truly became man. He truly took on flesh and blood, and it is that of which you and I will partake in this great mystery shortly in the sacrament of communion. We need to be reminded of the journeys, the battles, the sufferings, the faithfulness, the victories of the saints that were made real to them because they had hearts for God. They heard his voice and they obeyed it. May we, dearly beloved, do the same. May we remember the price that has been paid so that you and I can believe, that you and I can have the opportunity to have communion with God, to be restored to that communion, for the chasm that separates us to be bridged by the grace and mercy of God. Let us remember these things. Let us not forget them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.